From a rapper wearing a chain of a $100 bill to another chain that costs someone 10 mil and chains of every other price in between. Rappers' chains are only gonna get more expensive as we move on, starting with Blueface. Even though he usually wears so many chains, it's hard to tell what he's even got on. Hidden in there is a diamond pendant of Benjamin Franklin's face. Yellow diamonds, a blue diamond strip just like an actual bill, and a complete diamond border. I ain't even surprised this is one of the chains that Blueface is always rocking in vids. But a $100 bill chain? That's nothing compared to Ken Carson's chain that was made for his biggest fans. Cause after dropping his album called X, turning X into merch fans could buy, and even designing custom Xbox controllers, Ken also got this. Sitting on a completely iced out two-layer Cuban chain, Ken not only got the X logo flooded in VS diamonds, the pendant had a virgin setting.
Pointers on the top, BS, and selected diamond in a virgin setting.
Meaning each diamond was placed directly into the piece. Then after Ken wore it, and somehow Kai Cenat was seen with it on, Ken promoted his new tour with the chain because he was about to sell replicas of it to fans that they could buy for only $350. But alright, enough cheap chains. Because a rap legend got something that costs 30 times as much, just to match his shoes.
Who?
You, Snoop. Just because this man wears Chuck Taylors every day and is seen with them in pretty much every pick I could find. Those kicks inspired an expensive gift.
So we got the bag for you, man.
I mean, they took care of the dog, put the Chucks on the wire. What a gift, what a treat.
And even though this blue diamond looking pendant of the shoes was worth $10,000, another rapper's more expensive chain could kill someone. Waka Flocka's gun isn't just solid gold with white VVS diamonds and black canary diamonds all the way down to the trigger. The 44 revolver pendant is so realistic that it's even got a spinning cylinder that holds iced out bullets.
Every time I go to the airport, I gotta put this chain on. Gotta put in my carry-on, the alarm going off. Woo-woo-woo. I'm like, what the f-?
But even though this chain is something he claims could actually stop his ops.
Throw this at somebody, it'll stop a villain. Yeah, stay loaded now. And it can shoot. Watch this.
Right after saying that, Waka first went viral for getting the chain snatched off his neck until 4 years later. Waka eventually got a random DM from a fan who not only said he had it, Waka flew the guy out to return the chain and got to party with Waka for the weekend because he saved how much?
25K. It's like $15,000 worth in gold.
But something worth $25,000 is still cheaper than Moneybag Yo's chain that he bought for getting turned into a meme. Fans were really saying Moneybag looked like Michael Myers and claimed Michael Myers was his daddy while posting pics of him next to the scary movie character.
They were posting pictures of me next to Michael Myers, like my face, making memes out of it like it was a joke. So I just took the negative and made it a positive.
So all of that's why he eventually got a pendant on Michael Myers' face. The diamond piece also got Moneybag Myers engraved on the back and obviously looks insane. So he always wears his chain during music videos, and while he got to actually play PlayStation with Michael Myers himself, since the chain cost...
It was like $50,000.
But $50,000 is light compared to a rapper's chain that costs double, and came from superheroes. Characters like that from the Marvel and DC universe inspired Too Rare's craziest chain. It's got black diamonds to make Black Panther, then other superheroes in porcelain like Hulk, Spider-Man, and Superman.
I always fuck with Superman, you feel me? I don't see these hoes though, but you know.
Too Rare's favorite superhero though? That's what he got for the pendant. And the Joker's giant head and different colored stones had dude acting crazy when he put it on, because the chain cost $100,000. But alright. Leveling up in price to NBA Youngboy, he got a chain of his idol. Young Thug wasn't just Youngboy's mentor when he started making a name for himself. He became Youngboy's inspiration.
Why'd you get Young Thug?
That's my inspiration. His voice is an instrument.
Is that alright? I'm gonna listen to what I said.
That doesn't sound like any instrument I ever heard of. Regardless though, Youngboy took this famous pick of Thug just to get it turned into a giant pendant. It got plenty of different colored diamonds like brown for his jacket and red for the cherry on his blunt. Then the piece also got Thug's watch and other details that perfectly matched the picture. So this chain not only became part of many in Youngboy's collection or something he wore while walking in the hood, he's constantly flexing the diamond version of his idol because it cost $150,000, which is still cheaper than Kodak Black's chain of something I thought only babies use. Pacifiers like these are usually something only little babies put in their mouth. But Kodak? He took his nickname Project Baby to a whole new level by getting a pacifier covered in natural and blue diamonds to sit on a rose gold and diamond chain.
He called me, he was like, bro, let's make that pacifier chain. I need something crazy.
And Kodak's chain doesn't just hang from his neck or is something he sucks on. Man's wore it during a video, then posted it all over his IG story because it cost him 180K. But another rapper's more expensive chain came from his favorite cartoon. Now, alright, Yu-Gi-Oh! Isn't just a show and game I liked as a kid. Ski Mask still loves it so much that he wears t-shirts, got giant rugs of the characters, has some of the most expensive cards they ever made, and not only did he get his first chain, which was a diamond and purple crystal sword that perfectly matched the card he owned, he got an even crazier Yu-Gi-Oh! Chain that even Juice WRLD wanted.
My favorite piece, this is like a timepiece. It's funny too, because me and Juice talked about this chain because we both loved Yu-Gi-Oh! Millennium Puzzle, that's what they call it. I think Juice said he wanted to get, and since he couldn't get it anymore, I just decided to get it.
The chain has a giant diamond pyramid with an eye on it, just like the chain the main character wore in the show. It has pieces on it that light up different colors, and it even opens up to reveal his name over a globe that honors X. But even though a chain that honors his friends and favorite show cost him $200,000, I just wish I had a chain that said subscribe to Rapflix. I mean, maybe then you'd subscribe to me, man. Why don't you love me? Subscribe. Anyways, even subscribing wouldn't be as crazy as these next three rappers' chains that cost $250,000. Offset could damn near live in his chain, because he got a house with mini figures inside holding AKs, and they're guarding his bando that looks like an iced out version of an iPhone emoji. The pendant was completely covered in diamonds except the back, which is all gold, and sits on a 101 custom Cuban link chain.
It's custom made, we don't even know what to call it, but don't bite the drip.
It's always on him while he performs and right by his side when he's chilling, even though it costs the same as Young Thug's chain of a deadly animal. Snakes like that are something Thug became obsessed with. From album covers to snakes wrapped around him during music videos, man's also got his own pet snake and even gifted this fatty one.
Just do it.
So, of course Thug got a snake chain, where half is diamond, while the other half is rose gold and looks like snake scales. Then, not only did it have a two-headed diamond snake at the bottom, the chain weighs over 2 pounds. But too bad, the chain's the same price as Quavo's that came from his most popular song. Bad and Bougie racked up over 1.3 billion views. And this bar from Quavo helped it go that viral. So his lyrics referring to the rat from Ratatouille inspired his chain. It got Quavo as a chef wearing a ridiculous hat while holding the rat, all covered in diamonds, and the piece had Chef Quavo even wearing smaller gold chains. So I'm not even surprised they took hella pics of it at the jewelry store. The chain is the same price as Offset's and Young Thug's, $250,000. But finally moving on in price, Playboi Carti spent way more on a gift for Kai Cenat. Now listen. Cardi's had a lot of chains before, like his bust-down Anarchist chain, his diamond tech deck, and his colorful opium chain. But after getting a chain of his YVL slogan, Young Vamp Life, then got the entire world to throw this hand gesture of, Cardi got the hand in 4-carat diamond where the pendant connects to the chain, a 10-carat diamond ring on the hand, and the whole thing is covered in 100 carats of diamonds literally everywhere you look. Well, other than the weird emo fingernails, just like he has in real life, but even though the bottom says it's exclusively made for Cardi, while he was performing at Rolling Loud with the chain on, he eventually gave it to Kai, who danced around while flexing it to his stream and even kept it after the show. Little man really got a big chain that Cardi bought for $300,000. Dang. But Central C got his most expensive chain to honor someone who died. Queen Elizabeth passed away after being the queen of C's home country of England for 70 years, so he wanted to honor her and the place he grew up with this. Half of her face is just rose gold, then the other half is rose gold with different diamonds on her face, hair, earrings, and crown. This thing hits at every angle, and he put the pendant on a huge diamond chain. So that's why it's hard to find pics of this man without the chain on, because it's so crazy that even Lil Durk flexed it next to one of his craziest chains. But even though Durk could try to go chain for chain all he wanted, not only was C's more expensive, $350,000, neither of their chains set a world record like this next rapper's. Because after Gucci Mane's 22mm diamond and gold chain first set the record for biggest Cuban link chain ever, which we will get to later in this video, then legendary boxer Floyd Mayweather got this even bigger 25mm white gold Cuban, Busta Rhymes chain broke both of those record-breaking measurements by more than double.
We have a Cuban that is 53.
millimeters. I don't really want to take this thing out and do too much.
This chain was so crazy, they had to get it from the lockdown bank vault. And it even came in a custom Busta box.
Hundreds of carats, thousands of grams, you know. 54 millimeter, custom made.
Yeah, nah, it's the craftsmanship on this shit is beautiful, man.
Yeah, man was stunned, because he was looking at the biggest Cuban link chain ever that was also covered in 10,000 diamonds. So even though 50 Cent clowned him for it...
Tell him the chain too big.
Whoa, man.
Tell that nigga the chain too big. He ain't got no friends. They're not telling him.
Mike Tyson posed for a picture with it. Then other celebrities used it as a dumbbell to work out in the club. Busta's record-breaking chain cost him $400,000. But somehow, two other rappers' chains weren't even as record-breaking and still cost $500,000. Chief Keef's chain had everyone glazing, man. I'm talking about fans flooding the comments section. I mean, they were so hyped that they were talking like cavemen, saying things like, most craziest chain I've ever seen, and how much cost, I want it, just because they seen this. Keef's chain was spiky, with natural and other fruity colored diamonds on it. Then the pendant was a completely bust down cartoon looking character that he named Almighty Sosa Lau. And not only did it also have an almighty headband in orange, pink, purple, and blue baguette diamonds with an identical matching grill, it's wearing his own diamond Glow Boys chain with bloodshot eyes that actually move. But even though nowadays it's hard to spot Keef without the chain on, it still cost him the same as Tyler the Creator's chain that took over a half a year to create.
And when it comes to a piece like this, it takes a lot more work because when it comes to those balls are iced out 360.
That famous jeweler loved the chain because it has gumballs that were made in rare pink, yellow, and blue diamonds. Then the chain was made with 360-degree mobility to move around like a snake just so it never gets tangled. And that's only the chain. The pendant is Tyler as a hotel bellhop for his album Call Me If You Get Lost. It was covered in yellow diamonds. It has briefcases made out of pink sapphires that open up with solid gold inside. And the pendant even spins. So wearing it on the red carpet was Tyler the Creator's first flex. Then he also had it on while acting a fool during music videos. Because the 101 masterpiece is definitely the craziest of the rapper's chains, worth $500,000. But hold on. Hey, turn out the lights real quick. Because another rapper's more expensive chain actually glows in the dark. Who else but 50 Cent? And I definitely ain't talking about the price. Since the name of 50 Cent's crew is called the Green Light Gang, he not only gifted them all stoplight chains with red, yellow, and green stones inside, 50 got the same stoplight that connects his golden diamond chain to a huge pendant. This is a big G made out of plenty of different diamonds with big green baguette cut emeralds and looks crazy sitting next to one of his other chains.
Okay.
It ain't this one, but God, you know that go in the dark. You know this go in the dark.
It does?
Yeah, that shit go in the dark. Cut the lights off.
So because 50's chain actually glows in the dark, he rocked it during one of his shows in Brazil because the chain cost him $750,000. But when it comes to $1 million chains, 6'9s are things I didn't even know were possible. His first $1 million piece was soaking everyone because it's a chain that's as colorful as the candy aisle and came from his obsession with water parks. The chain had the words water popping off the front that were completely bust down. Then the rest of the piece had water slides and roller coasters on it, some of 6ix9ine's favorite things to do.
We built the f***ing water parks, man. This is a f***ing water park. That's the best f***ing chain in the f***ing game, man.
And after spazzing like that, he eventually flexed the chain in a much more chill way. Wait a minute, what the hell is that?
Rappers cannot fuck with me, son.
Gangster.
Take a look at this shit. Spent the fucking million on the fucking chains, huh?
Oh my God, that's his other piece. See, this one's a double-sided rose gold chain with baguette diamonds. It has the number 6ix9ine iced out. Then the pendant is a huge spinning rainbow flower with his iconic shark logo in the middle.
Yo, I know a lot of us be disagreeing on a lot of shit, but one thing we could all agree on, I got the best fucking chain in the fucking rap game. You say otherwise, fucking hating.
And that chain, along with his other, cost him $1 million each. Some that cost more than those combined was Gucci Mane's more expensive chain that had him feeling like a little kid on Christmas. Even though Gucci's son Ice was born 2 days before Santa came, and you'd think that was the best gift Gucci could ask for, his wife gave him something even crazier. And it isn't what you think.
Oh.
What a thing,
nice.
Say. Okay.
Eyes there.
Daddy. Oh my God. Gucci got one of the biggest gold and diamond Cuban chains of all time, just so it could hold this massive pendant made with a bunch of different diamonds. It shines like crazy in every lighting, at every angle. It even says Ice Daddy in front, and it came with matching Ice Dad pajamas. Now, Gucci could act soft at home, but he has to look hard in music videos, so that's where he's always flexing this chain that costs $2.5 million. But Drake's chain doesn't just cost over three times that. It's the most expensive chain that any rapper owns. See, Drake isn't only accused of liking people that are
A minor.
Drake apparently has 42 legal exes and got a chain to flex on all of them. His jeweler created this white gold chain with 42 different shapes and types of diamonds that were supposed to go in engagement rings for every girl that he thought he was gonna propose to. But as corny as that sounds, since the chain has so many diamonds and took over a year to create, it didn't just make the news. Drake was rocking it at shows and while being interviewed in front of hoes, cause it cost him how much?
Honestly, I'm embarrassed to say.
How much?
Probably like over 10 M's for
sure. Oh my God.
$10 million for some neck is crazy, but it's not as expensive as some of the craziest cars rappers own in this video, so I'll see you over there.